Maybe slightly faster.
Okay, the gates. And how did it come? Can we have the answer, please? It's correct, and I'm so glad it was you who answered that, Mark.
wonderful. Give you a little time to think here. He's not in the room, so you can get to whoever you like. And your answer, please.
Scott McNeely.
Scott McNeely, let's see, is the correct
answer. Pass out the whiskey. You know.
That's my list of things if you're not going to give it them. What are you
going
to
say?
Oh,
do you think?
No.
Yeah. Everyone who...
Okay, what about showing the bonus?
For the bonus.
All right.
All or nothing.
There are over 600 points. And your bonus question...
Does this have a 16-bit rap?
What did the website Groglaw estimate the real value of? And now I'll take it to the nearest $50
million.
About $600 million. And we'll see is... Yeah. ...to the PowerPC architecture. It's not like it matters if they get it wrong, but they could try anyway. Your answer?
1996.
1996 is... Correct! That took that image. Okay, and I think that's correct, even though he can't pronounce it, and it's Reagan's.
EST from not NASA.
Wow.
We're all lined by Bush anyway.
Okay. Next question. Who is the...
They
did get...
You reckon?
They did get...
Okay.
I know, sorry.
Ben was somewhere on the... Is anyone going to ring the bell? Anyone going to risk it?
Come on.
Anyone... I have a fever, and the only prescription is more camera. Is anyone
going to
hit next?
That's
not
a hint.
Okay, we'll have to just show them the answer. It is...
What's the size?
The
geeks?
I think it's
60. Yes, 60. 60 is correct. Before some invented their own license, which probably took it up another. Okay, they're catching up. Could the geeks win? Name that movie. You've not experienced Shakespeare until you've read it. Services to Unix. And that's all to the geeks. Their answer, services to Unix, is correct! Okay, it's really close now. Name the chief operating officer of this Linux selling company. Who is he? Okay, over to the geek.
It's actually a Saint Bernard.
This is Trinch and Nessie.
Ah! Another 1,000 points as the geek steam ahead in the second round. Woohoo! Next question, please. In current superstring theory, the answer is 11 from the geeks, which is correct. 10 or 11 depending on their theory. Not any of that.
This is pretty stupid.
Can we be a little more specific than that?
Oh, you want a version one?
I'm afraid so.
It's pre-OSX. Do you want the precise version?
No, just the
Cacos Classic.
Just the generation.
Patch level. First.
Yes, I think the generation will do. I think he has the answer, which is it ran macOS not
Coin. Yes, dead. I'm afraid BSD is definitely dying.
So, for the next question, sorry about that, geeks, but your judges screwed you. How did the picture editing program the GIMP get in? And over to the nerds.
The GNU image manipulation program.
Is a correct answer, yeah.
Is that your name?
You know, there's a man's hat in there. It's not an organisation.
Mr. Park.
I think that's minus 1,000 points to the geeks, and over to the nerds. Okay! Next question, please. What company invented the SMB now called SIFS, implemented by Tanda? Over to the nerds.
Microsoft.
No! That was minus 5,000, wasn't it?
No.
Okay, give up.
It's funny how they all look the same. Shows up in so many different places. Okay, what country created the Linux-based supercomputer to bring the low-cost tablet PC to the third world over to the nerds?
India.
Is the correct answer.
I'm going to go to the third round question. The third round is very different. There's one question, but it can have multiple answers. We're going to give each team 3 minutes to come up with their answers. And then the judges will assess the answers innovation!
Okay, so you have 3 minutes, starting now!
Do we need to provide an implementation?
Yes! In as many different languages. Start coding!
Yep. How many points off the syntax errors? Quack on this?
Okay.
Double 1 for Intercal.
I think that's fair enough. Double 5 for Intercal.
Anyone remember a bit of thought
in this
publish?
Postscript.
Judges!
Okay. Did you write the license?
I count the number of current implementations.
So what do we have here? First one appears to be C++.
C++, definitely, yes.
Yeah, how long have correct syntax?
Yes.
Do you need a semicolon at the end of the
CS? Correct.
What is the same match with the square bracket?
Fuckers.
Nine implementations, so that's 9,000 points.
9,000 points.
Okay, once they've given them their points.
Five,
C++, six, Objective-C, seven, Scheme. You could have done this.
Well, it's don't criticise the implementation.
Inform?
Inform?
That's the language for interpreting.
Nine Java.
And what's this?
10 basic, the yes, written basic.
But isn't it always?
Yes,
I should. 11, I think.
No, they haven't, they just listened to the language.
So that's 10. That's 10.
10!
Great! Whoa!
Three wonderful judges who managed not to crash the most flaky laptop in existence. Thank you, Mr. Tickle, Mr. Which takes the third winner!
We have two winners.
Ding dong battle.
Oh, oh God, I wish I hadn't said that. Okay, well, everybody, thank you for that. And any more winners? Well,
or did you complain?
You look good,
man. Oh, thank you.
So did you really complain? Did you really
complain? Oh, yeah.
What?
I had the Rob Enderley thing up there, and Laura Didio sent a complaint to IDE saying, as usual, those three software zealots went too far. But unfortunately, the guy who she said that to was one of my judges, and he was aching.
All right, we're ready to get started. If you guys are here for the Linux remote installation and management.
Yes.
Is that correct? Good?
That's true.
Yeah, forget it. All right, we don't need it. Just as a brief outline, I'll want to just go through my main goal here. My main responsibility at HP is that I manage and install multiple servers running multiple flavors of Linux. And one of our major problems that our team goes through, I don't know if you're familiar with Expect, but it goes through your 2E-based install and basically interactively puts in that input for you, so it's hands-free, not automated, or sorry, it is automated. And so it saves us at least 20 to 30 minutes of that install time. The problem we're running with that is that because we have multiple flavors, different updates coming through, maintaining that is actually ending up costing us more than